podcast, we're going to talk about a documentary that's out now called Mike Wallace Is Here. It's directed by Avi Belkin, and it's about a broadcast journalist, an American broadcast journalist called Mike Wallace, who was famous for hosting the show 60 Minutes on CBS. And it's funny because it's all made up of archive. It's an archive film, and it's sort of cut from all his old interviews that he did on TV. But of course, because it's archived, there are no talking heads, right? It's all cut from existing material, except all the existing material is talking heads. It's just clips of him talking.
Oh, that's really odd. So there's no kind of like, there's no contradiction, or there's no kind of like jeopardy in terms of someone coming in with an alternative opinion. It's just, it sounds like it's a, like a showreel for him.
Not quite. I think I can sort of see how you might think it sounds like that. But what they do is they kind of show him in different kinds of interview mode over a number of years and kind of cut these clips next to each other. So you sort of see the patterns emerge from his style of interviewing. And also sort of we learn quite early on in the film that he was famous for kind of doing commercials and doing other kinds of broadcast work before he transitioned into a journalist. And so I think he was sort of dismissed as from the showbiz side of things. And he's seen as a mouthpiece and a puppet rather than a serious reporter for quite a big chunk of his career. And so, it sort of talks about how he tried to wrench that back and kind of change his persona. And he, early on, he's kind of described as a killer. That's his style of interview. He's sort of very direct. In the opening scene, he's sort of in combat with Bill O'Reilly. And he interviewed loads of really famous people. There's sort of clips of him interviewing Malcolm X, Putin, Betty Davis. You know, he got around.
Wow.
I think it's interesting that this film has kind of been made posthumously because he died in 2012 when he was 93, and he had quite a long career, so you get a sense of what that really spanned.
Would you say there's a purpose to the film?
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting question. Like, I think all films kind of have a purpose except for the bad ones. but I feel like what the filmmaker is getting at in telling this story now is kind of trying to be critical of the way broadcast journalism has gone and sort of fake news and this kind of sense that people can't be honest and can't say the things that they want to say. And Mike Wallace is
lack
kind
of integrity.
Exactly. He's presented as quite a character, but also a kind of fearless trailblazer in that sense. And I think we have a clip as well. So let's have the clip.
There is a new billionaire in town. Trump's the name. Donald Trump is a major deal maker, a swashbuckler.
Donald, you're in your late 30s. You got 40 years to live, minimum.
Well, I hope you're right about that.
What are you going to do?
There are a lot of things to do. You know, a fertile imagination and a good fertile mind, Mike, it's really amazing what can be thought of. There are so many things to do.
Politics?
No, not politics.
You've said that you could do a better job at negotiating an arms control agreement with the Soviets than some of these professionals who've been trying to do it for years.
I didn't say me, Mike. I said somebody has to do it. If it were me, that'd be fine. I could do it.
You...
Somebody has to help this country. And if they don't, the country and the world are in big trouble.
Oh, man. That's
quite
a slightly ironic clip, isn't it? Jeez. Just hearing the words, like the words fertile come out of Donald Trump's mouth makes me feel a bit weird.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And I guess it's interesting to hear sort of celebrities from a different celebrities, you know, notable figures, good or bad, from different points in their career and sort of see them grilled like that and see how they are under pressure. And obviously Donald Trump in that instance, in that clip, he's very confident. Mike Wallace didn't just interview kind of famous... Mike Wallace didn't just interview famous people. There's also a really interesting bit in the film where he interviews tobacco industry whistleblower Jeffrey Wigand, who I don't know if you have seen the Michael Mann film The Insider, but it's based on that kind of case where he used to work for BMW, which is a tobacco company, which sponsored the network and set the network CBS, which Mike Wallace's show was on. And so they did this interview and he sort of dropped all of this really shocking at the time knowledge about the effects of cigarettes, and then the network tried to suppress the interview. And it's quite interesting to see that play out in a kind of documentary format, especially if you've seen the film.
Amazing. It sounds like there's a real sort of kind of like underlying kind of subtlety of what of just by showing these interviews by this guy over a period of time, but actually how it's really addressing what's going on now without saying that that's what it's doing in a way.
Yeah, well, I think documentaries about journalists, I guess, and I guess any famous person or any person who sort of has a career that's being explored, it can either be a portrait of the person as a, you know, their personal life and what they were like, or the kind of role they perform in their job. And I think this is very much about Mike Wallace, the journalist, as opposed to Mike Wallace, the man. Although they do kind of include some stuff towards the end of the film, maybe like the last half hour of the film, where he talks a little bit about his issues with mental health and depression, mm-hmm. Imposter syndrome, kind of feeling like a failure. And I think these moments of fragility and vulnerability are quite interesting, given his sort of whole persona is so take no prisoners and so bullish. So I thought that was kind of nice to include that, and to show some of his moments of vulnerability and weakness. Yeah. One thing that really bothered me or sort of distracted me in this film is the song that's used in the opening and closing credits. It's a track called Tick of the Clock by Chromatics. And as soon as I heard it, I thought, this song's from the Drive soundtrack.
And yes!
That soundtrack meant a lot to me when that film came out. But it really took me out of the movie at the beginning and the end.
An odd choice.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, maybe other people don't associate it with that film as much as I do, but I thought it was a strange choice for a documentary.
Worth seeing then?
Yeah, definitely. I think if you're interested in journalists and in kind of watching people really give a good interview, there's some really juicy clips and yeah, it's really interesting on this idea of the freedom of the press, which is obviously very relevant now.